Alrighty, we are just wrapping up listening to our first little segment of Vinylthon. Yeah, we're 30 minutes in now. Isn't that fun? 30 minutes of, at a minimum, 24 hours. Right now, our schedule is filled in a way that we have guaranteed, or assuming everything goes according to plan, guaranteed 24 hours of vinyl spinning, which is awesome. And we're on track to maybe have a full 48 hours. There's still a few slots left, but we'll see. We might get to 48 hours. So that's from 6 a.m. today until 6 a.m. Monday. Isn't that crazy? Alrighty, we just listened to How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. So originally, that is not off the album Meat is Murder. However, we have it on our copy of Meat is Murder, which was sent to us by the record label. And let's see, what does it say? It says special edition contains a bonus cut, How Soon Is Now. And it's like a sticker on the front of the album that says that. And then on the back, when it has the track listing, it actually doesn't list How Soon Is Now on like the actual album, like jacket. It lists it on, it's on the like center part of the record, but it's not on the outside of the jacket, which is very, very interesting. So it is cool that we have that. That's the only way that we have How Soon Is Now. We don't have the album that is off of, but yeah, that was How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. Right before that, we heard Burning Down the House by Talking Heads, of course. That's off Speaking in Tongues, which we have. Right before that, we heard Wild Wild Life, also by Talking Heads. And we have that as a single. I don't think it's a, that one wasn't a 45. That was a 33. But it's a single. Also from the record label as a promotional copy. Most of our records are, actually, which is very interesting. But that one's just so cool to me. Anyways, and then right before that, we heard The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen. And then to start us this morning, bright and early, we heard Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And that is the only time I will get to play that on WREUV. That is maybe one of the most popular songs, maybe of all time. It's up there. It's definitely up there. On streaming, at least, it has over 1.8 billion streams on just one service that I'm looking at. Millions and millions of views across all sorts of, like, YouTube and whatnot. Probably an extra billion streams on all the other streaming platforms, and sold over, 33 million copies of the Abbey Road album sold. So one of the most popular albums of all time. So that's what we heard here on your better alternative. But it's okay because it was on vinyl, and we're playing cool stuff on vinyl this weekend. It is funny, that record that we have Abbey Road, it looks kind of original. I can't tell when it's from. It's old. It's beat up. I think you could hear it. It's really crackly and a little messy, but I like it.
That one was not a promotional copy, but I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's very cool. I was very excited when I found that, like, months ago. I found that in a random pile of unsorted vinyl, and I thought, there's no way. But yes way, we have it, and I just played it. All right. That was kind of my little new wave segment there. Plus the Beatles, I guess. It's definitely not new wave. We're going to get into what I would call kind of 80s pop, but also REM, because I like REM, so I kind of tagged them on here. So we're going to hear two songs from Prince, because if I can play popular music, I have to play from our copy of Purple Rain by Prince. So I will be playing two songs by Prince, not back to back, because you can't do that on vinyl if they're not right, you know, one song after another. So we'll hear from Prince. We'll hear from REM twice from two different albums. Sorry, that's the wrong order. We'll hear from Prince, then we'll hear from Duran Duran, then we'll hear from Prince again, and then we'll hear from REM twice from two different albums. So I hope you enjoy. Here is Prince.
Just slash and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting. Every motive escalate, automotive incinerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
The other night I drifted nice, continental drifted by mountains, sitting in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonette, Brezhnev, Lenny, Bush and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, neck, right? We'll be right back.
Alrighty. Sorry, I couldn't decide if I was ending that set or not. I think that's a good place to end it. I was also looking for records in the back, and I heard there's nothing scarier than being on the other side of the station, and then you hear the record end. Yeah. Well, at least we're learning what it's like back in the old days to be a DJ. I mean, because when you think about it, this is how it used to be for not just college radio, but like radio in general. Somebody always had to be there to play music, whether that was on CDs or, you know, vinyl. It's crazy. Yeah. So let's go over what we just heard. We just heard Radio Free Europe by REM. Anyways, that was actually their first single ever released, if I'm correct. We have that from the album. That's from Murmur. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that was their first song, like, ever. So that's kind of crazy. Right before that, we heard It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. That was off of Document, and that's probably one of the better-known songs by REM. Right before that, we heard I Would Die For You by Prince. I forgot that it transitions into the next song really well on that record, and it started playing it. And then I had to switch it over real quick. I should have just let it play. That's a great song after it, too. Then before that, we heard Girls on Film by Duran Duran. Then leading into that, and I should say to start the set, we heard When Doves Cry by Prince. That's a great album. I was so excited when I found out that we had Purple Rain. We didn't know we had it. That was also in a random pile, just thrown off to the side and forgotten about. Isn't that so crazy? I don't know how that happens. How do you lose Prince? That album, I mean, the album art is so cool on that one, too. It's so recognizable. Just really stands out. But, yeah. No, it's, I will say it's kind of, from, like, a graphic design standpoint, the back of that album is horrendous. Every song is in a different font. It's really crazy. But, it is very cool. You can't really read it, either, because it's on, like, a patterned background. I do love that album, though. And if you are tuned in later tonight when I'm doing a second set, I'm not sure exactly what time, but it'll probably be around midnight. I know, it's crazy. I will be playing Purple Rain, don't worry. It's just kind of a long song, so I didn't want to do it this morning, really. okay, sorry. I'm kind of stalling for time because it's almost 7 o'clock, and I would like to read my public service announcement at 7. I guess I could just keep talking and talking about vinyl. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, I'm DJ Abby E, and I kind of run the vinyl reorganization at WRUV, and I run, I guess, like the vinyl library, you could say. I work with a lot of really dedicated people who come in basically every week, and we just deal with the mess of the vinyl stacks. I mean, we have the largest collection of vinyl in the state of Vermont, which is crazy, and it's a lot of vinyl. Anytime anyone comes in here, they're always so shocked by how much vinyl there is, because the way that our vinyl like area is set up, you can immediately see one part of it, but when you walk into it, then you see about six extra rows of vinyl that you didn't even know were there, and it's really quite interesting. But yeah, we do a lot of hard work to make the vinyl library usable, and this started probably like 3 years ago now with students that have since graduated, but it's been a monumental effort to try to make our very incredible collection of vinyl accessible and usable for our DJs. When WRUV moved,